Now, the Shaila is a very interesting Shaila. Why is this the curse of Cain? That the ground, number one, it says the ground will no longer give its koyach. And then he's going to be a wanderer. He's going to wander around. And then he's going to be a fatribiner. He's going to be chased away. Okay, now, remember we learned about midah keneged midah? The way the person does a mitzvah, that's the way they get a reward. The way, chas v'shalom, a person does an aveda, that's the way they get punished. What was Cain's aveda? He wanted the whole ground for himself, remember? He says, there's not enough room in the world for Hevel and I. Okay? He can't stand Hevel being there. He's too crowded. So what does he say? Okay, Hevel, you get the Shemayim, and I get the Aretz. We'll split up the world. You could take the Shemayim, that's your place. The Aretz is for me. And Hevel moves over, and he goes away, and Cain runs after him, and he says, you're still in my world. Go up to the sky, fly up like a birdie, I don't care. Get off of my ground. The ground is mine. And of course, Hevel can't fly up into the sky because he's not a birdie. And Cain didn't let up until he kills his brother and he buries him in the ground. So the aveda was, he wants everything for himself. You know what happened in the end? He got nothing for himself. The Eibishter punishes the Rasha that whatever he's most afraid of, that's what happens to him. What did Cain want the most? The whole ground. What's he afraid of the most? He's not going to have the ground. The opposite he got. First of all, what happened to the power of the ground? It used to be the ground had a big koyach to make beautiful plants and delicious things grow. And now a part of the curse is that the ground loses its koyach, and instead of very delicious, nice things, not such delicious things and not such nice things, and weeds. And then he's got to wander around. He can't have a home. What's nice about the ground? You have one place. This is my house. This is my yard. This is where I live. This is where I come back to. The person is attached to his place. This is my place. At least this shtickle ground is my place. This is where my house is. He can't have that. He's got to be a homeless wanderer. He can't even have one place on the ground that's his. Not just the whole ground is not his. Even one place is not his. He can't have a house. He can't have a home. He can't have a yard. Not only that, if he sleeps on this bench tonight, then he feels, oh, at least this little bench in the park is mine. You know what happens the next night? He can't sleep there. He's going to be a fartribiner. It says navanad, a farvagalter, and a fartribiner. He's going to sleep there a second night. You know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to come and chase him away. Either a person, maybe later on, because there's no people around to chase him away now, or maybe a wild animal will come in the middle of the night and chase him away. And he won't be able to sleep there. If he goes under a tree one night, let's say on Sunday night he sleeps under a tree, and he likes that tree, and he wants to go sleep there Monday, forget it. If he sleeps there, something's going to happen. A snake will get him, or a wild elephant is going to go and step on him, or something like that. I mean, he's going to get chased away. This is the punishment of Cain. What he wanted for himself, in the end he got nothing. Okay, now, we just learned that the Eibishter put a sign in Cain's head. That everybody who sees the sign should know that this is Cain and they can't start up with him. Because the Eibishter is giving him 7 generations until the Eibishter will punish him. And the sign was the letter Yud from Hashem's name, Yud Ke Vav Ke. Now, one way they explain it is the Eibishter put the letter Yud in his head. And other people don't have the letter Yud. But there's another very interesting explanation. Everybody, every Yid, when you're born, you have a neshama, And the neshama has all the letters of the olive base. 22 letters of the olive base. I, but Rebbe, you said that our neshamas are made out of certain letters. If your name is Reuven, you have the letters Reish, and Aleph, and a Shuruk, and a Vase, and a Nun. If your name is Shimon, you have those letters. Now, both things are true. You have special letters that are your neshama, your name. Whatever your name is, your neshama has those letters special. But, at the same time, you have all the other letters too. These are the main letters. The name is the main letters. And the not main part, the other part, is all the other letters are there. Now, everybody has the 22 letters in their neshama. If you do mitzvahs, these letters shine up. Your whole neshama shines when you do mitzvahs. If you do an aveda, chas v'shalom, what happens? The letters fly away. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu carried down the luchos, and he was coming down Har Sinai, and all of a sudden he saw the yidden davening to the golden calf. What happened to the letters on the luchos? They flew off. Because the helikite from the letters could not stand being near an aveda. They flew off. The aveda chased away the letters. The same thing, the letters in your neshama. If there's an aveda, you can make the letters to fly away. A small aveda might make one letter fly off. A bigger aveda might make two letters fly off. Chas v'shalom, a very serious aveda could make all the letters, or almost all the letters, fly off. Now, a tzaddik is able to see on your forehead the letters that you have shining from your neshama. That's why people run away when a tzaddik looks at them. They're very embarrassed. Because they know that the tzaddik sees exactly what's doing inside. And if a tzaddik is looking at them, they'd like to hide. It used to be in 770, when the Rebbe would come in, nobody would be there. Nobody would have the feeling to be in front of the Rebbe, and when the Rebbe's passing by, they're standing right there, the Rebbe looks at them. They're too embarrassed. They would run and hide. And they would peek from places to see the Rebbe, because they'd be too embarrassed to stand in front of the Rebbe. Nowadays, times have changed. People stand there in a line, and they go close, and the Rebbe is right there. I mean, this is a very embarrassing thing to the Chassidim that have this feeling of, you know, they're embarrassed that the Rebbe should look at them. I don't know what happened, why the times changed exactly. Now, Kinalach, Cain used to have all the 22 letters of the olive base. He had an aleph, he had a base, he had every letter. When he killed Hevel, you know what happened? All of the letters flew off except for the smallest letter. Yud. The Yud. We learned that Yud is the smallest letter. So the reason that he has a Yud in his forehead is not just that the Abishter put it there. He had all the letters in the first place. It's because everything flew off from the Aveda, and the only one that was left was what?
Yud.
The letter Yud. And that's why he had the Yud. Now, it was not showing except only for Hashem. And now the Abishter brought it out that everyone could see it, even the animals. He made it show. Now, if all of a sudden your letters showed, you would be able to see what letters you have still on your head. But as I told you, a tzaddik is able to see these letters even though they don't show to anyone else. A tzaddik is able to see them. What letters you have on your forehead. Now, it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Boine, Cain built. Now, usually it says, Bana, he built. The word Bana. What is Vayhi Boine? It's a special kind of he built. Now, let me explain what happened. In Eretz Noit, Adam is living there with Chava, and next door is living Cain and his wife. Now, what was Adam doing every day? Adam woke up early in the morning, and the first thing on his mind, oi, I have to do tshuva. I did an Aveda, I have to do tshuva. Chava also, the first thing she wakes up in the morning, I did an Aveda. What did they do? What did they do? They ate from the tree. So they are busy doing tshuva. Adam goes to shul, Adam davens. He comes home and he learns, or maybe he goes to shul to learn, and they're busy doing mitzvahs, and hachnas asorachim, and giving tzedakah, and learning Torah, and saying tehillim. And if they eat, of course, they make brachas, and they have kosher food. Whatever they can do to serve Hashem, this is what they're busy doing in the land of Noid, doing tshuva. Now, what did Cain do? He woke up in the morning? No. It says, Vayhi Boine. Now, Vayhi Boine means, not only he built, but he built, and he built, and he built, and he built. He built a city. He gets up in the morning, and maybe he runs to shul to daven. Adam says, son, Cain, let's learn after the davening, because that's a way to do tshuva, by learning Torah. And by the way, you daven so fast, you race through the davening. Daven a little slower, say the words nicely. This is also tshuva. And then, no, I'm busy today. I'm building a city. I've got to build. I'm building a house today. Well, you know, there's not so much people in the world, you know? I mean, don't worry, you don't have to build such a big city. You know, build a small city. There's only a few people in the world. Yeah, but you know, I'm getting ready for later. There's going to be more people. So that day he built a whole house. Okay, it's time now, the next day after the davening. And Cain is running through the davening. Well, you built a house yesterday. Why don't you sit down today and learn? No, I have to build another house. Today I'm going to build another house. I'm going to build a whole street today. I'm going to build a whole street full of houses. Well, he built a whole street full of houses, and the next day, Adam says, now time to do tshuva. Let's learn, let's daven, let's say tehillim, you know, do some mitzvahs. No. Today I'm building stores. I have to build a bunch of stores. There's hardly any people to go shopping in the world. What do you think? You have to build a whole bunch of stores? Yeah, I'm going to build stores. Okay, he built stores. Okay, the next day, let's daven, let's learn, let's do mitzvahs. No, I'm busy today. I'm building a park, a big park for people to play. Yeah, you know, the whole world, there's hardly anybody in the whole world. The whole world is like a park. Grass and trees and flowers. No, I'm building a special park. Every day he was building, he figured out something to build. Now, was Cain busy doing tshuva? Or he's busy building and building? And I'm busy building and building. So you understand? That's why it says Vayhi Boine. Vayhi Boine means not only he builds something, but he goes on building and goes on building. And the next day, I'm adding on a room to the house, making it bigger. Bigger? It's only you and your wife. Yeah, adding on a family room and another dining room and another bedroom and another hallway and a third floor and a fourth floor and a basement. And now we have to make some furniture, and we have to make more furniture, and more couches, and more tables. Building and building and building. So, instead of doing tshuva, the Rebbe once explained in a Sicha Kenalach, there's a different way. When a person does a mitzvah, he's building. It says, in the end of the davening, a very interesting thing. We say it, you don't say it yet, because this is only Kita Aleph. But in the Siddur before Aleinu, it says, Talmidei Chachamim, it says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Elazar said that Rabbi Hanina said, Talmidei Chachamim, Mar Bim Shalom Bo'ilam, Talmidei Chachamim, make Shalom in the world. And it says over there, V'chol banaych l'mudei Hashem v'rav shalem banaych al tikrei banaych ele banaych. Anyway, the word banaych means builders. The builders of the world who are building are Talmidei Chachamim that are learning Torah. Now, whenever a person learns Torah, it's like he's building something good in the world. What happens if a person does an Aveda? Is he building or he's destroying? Is he building something up or he's tearing something down? Okay. So the Rebbe once explained that Punkt verkehrt, when it says that Cain was busy building, it means that he's doing tshuva, he's building the world. He says, when I did the Aveda and I killed my brother, I was destroying the world. I was ruining the world. Now I have to do tshuva and build the world. Now maybe he was building just buildings, maybe he was building things in Torah and mitzvahs. He was doing mitzvahs, that's he's building the world. Vahi Boina means he never stopped building, he was building up the world. That was tshuva for his Aveda of destroying the world. Alright, actually, we're going to explain this in two different ways. Very interesting things over here. Both ways are very interesting. And of course, even though there are two different ways to explain the same thing in the Torah, it says, Eilu divrei Elokim chayim ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. This way is Hashem's way, and the other way is the way of the living Hashem. Which way is right? If Tzaddikim explained the Torah in two different ways, which way is right? You know which way is right? Both ways are right. How can both ways be right if there are two different ways? Because the first way is explaining one true thing in the Torah that you could learn, and the other thing is explaining a different true thing in the Torah. Okay. Now I told you, Cain, after he killed Havel, went to live in the land of Noid. Who else was living in the land of Noid? Adam and Chava were living in the land of Noid after they did their Aveda. They did an Aveda, they ate from the tree, they went to live in the land of Noid, and they built a house over there. And all of a sudden, Cain goes to live in the land of Noid, and he builds a house right next door to Adam and Chava's parents. So they're both living in the land of Noid. And both, all of them had done an Aveda. Now, what do you think they should be busy doing? I mean, what are they going to do in the land of Noid? Tshuva, okay? They should be doing tshuva. What did Adam do when he woke up in the morning? He got ready for davening. And he davened like he should to Hashem, and during the davening, he was doing tshuva, and he was learning Torah, because even Adam knew certain parts of the Torah, and he was busy doing mitzvahs, and doing tshuva, and this is what Adam was doing. Now, the pasuk says, what was Cain doing? It says, Vayhi boine, he was building a city. He was busy building a city, and he called the city by the name of his son Chanoich. Now, one way to explain that is that Cain was not doing tshuva. Well, why wasn't he doing tshuva? Well, he woke up very early in the morning, and maybe he davened very fast to get it over with, and he starts building another house. He says, look, you know, two houses on the block are not enough. You have to have another house. So he was building. Now, also, the word vayhi boine is different than the word bana. In Hebrew, the word bana means he built. It could have said, bana, he built a city. Vayhi boina means not only he built, he kept building and building and building without a stop. He was always building. So, he finished building the house. So Adam and Chava, his parents, say, listen, Cain, you built a beautiful house. Now you should get busy learning some Torah and davening a little bit slower in shul and a little bit nicer, because, you know, you have to do tshuva, because, you know, you did an aveda, and there's a lot of tshuva to do on such an aveda. After all, you killed your brother, and you should do tshuva, so you better get busy. How do you do tshuva? Davening and learning and doing mitzvahs. He says, no, I have no time. I have to build a whole city. One house, two houses, a few houses, and we have to build a whole city. It's not enough, just one house that I built. He gets another house to build, and he builds that. And then he builds a whole street full of houses. And he still wasn't done. He builds a park. And then he starts building stores. Then he starts building buildings. Then he starts building a whole city. And he didn't stop building. Vahi boine, he kept building and building. No time for tshuva. So according to that way, Adam and Chava were doing tshuva. And Cain forgot about doing tshuva. He was just building and building a city, bigger and bigger. In other words, he got caught up in the wrong thing. Okay, that's one way. The other way to explain it is that this was his tshuva, to build a city. Hashem made the world to be a settled place, that people should live there. People should have a life in the world, a good life, the way Hashem wants it to be, meant it to be. Now, what was Cain's Aveda? He killed Hevel. He did not let him live in the world. He stopped the life from being in the world, the opposite of what Hashem wanted. Hashem wants there to be people living in the world in a nice, good way, in a settled way, living their lives, doing what Hashem wants. And here, Cain kills Hevel, and he takes a person away from that. So what was Cain's tshuva? Davka, he built a city. What's building a city? To make a place for people to live. To make houses and streets and parks and places that this is the place that a person should live in the world and do what Hashem wants. To make a place in the world that people will live. So building the city was a way for him to do tshuva. And he probably also davened and also learned, but his tshuva was to help people to live in the world by building a city. And he called the city by the name of his son Chanoich. He had a child. In other words, he had people, he put people into the world, he had children, and he called the name of the city after his son Chanoich to show that what is the idea of the city, that people should be in the world. There should be a world for Hashem with people in it. It was named like, you know, Brooklyn. Is there a person named Brooklyn? Hello, Brooklyn. Does the name Brooklyn show that there should be people in the world? Or Manhattan? Manhattan's a person?
No.
There's a person named Manhattan?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah? Or Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Or Montreal? Okay. These names, you know, they don't show on people being in this city. Of course, you understand there's a city, there's people. Shh. But that he should have the name of his child on the city, Chanoich, this is a place for people. People should live in the world. This was Hevel's tshuva. I mean, people should be in the world, and this was Cain's tshuva, to build a city. So there's two opposite ideas. And both ideas are true. Both ideas apply in their own way. You can build a city for the right kavana, you can build a city for the wrong kavana. A person can build a city and still do tshuva, and a person can build a city and not do tshuva. It depends how you do it. The Torah is very careful to say, not only it's important what you do, but how you do it. A person, it says, comes from the ground and he goes back into the ground after 120 years. Now, what happens when the person goes back in the ground? They start to become again a part of the ground. Except a real tzaddik, a tzaddik when he's in the ground looks exactly like when he's alive. He doesn't become a part of the ground, he remains exactly like he's alive in the ground. But regular people, they go back into the ground, but there's one part that never goes away. And that's a certain bone called the loose bone. And the loose bone is in the back of your head, where the tefillin go in the back, over here, the kesher of the tefillin, they go on that bone. And that bone never goes away. It lasts forever. And that bone looks like a yud. It's just a small thing, just like a little small thing. That also stays. The yud stayed in Cain's head. He could kick out every letter, but the yud stayed. And also by everybody, what stays forever? That little bone, and it also looks like a yud. It stays forever. Nothing can destroy it. No fire can burn it up. And nothing can smash it. No hammer could smash it. Nothing can do anything to ever break it. That's how strong the bone is. That's called the luz. Everyone has it. Do you know when you feed that bone? There's one meal a week that feeds that bone. Sweet, you know? Supper, well, you eat supper every night of the week probably. There's only one meal of the week that feeds that bone. Not the Shabbos meal, no. Malava Malka, Maitzi Shabbos. On Maitzi Shabbos, Malava Malka feeds that bone. What you eat on Maitzi Shabbos, it goes into that bone and feeds that bone. What you eat today doesn't feed that bone.